Up next, we have Maxime Bougir, and his presentation is building an open source based audio streaming platform.
Hello everyone. Like I said, I'm Maxime from Radio France. I'm part of the cloud and infrastructure team at Radio France. We host many things. We host our website, our podcast, and now our streaming. In this context, we use a lot of open source software like Kubernetes, Terraform, and etc. We chose to build a new streaming platform with open source software. So that's what we'll see today. So we stream audio. We are a radio station. We broadcast radio in France. And we have a lot of radio. We have 7 brands, 6 national channels. We are broadcast everywhere in France. 47 local channels, mostly France Bleu. Oh, sorry. And 23 music web radio, which are broadcast only on the internet. We have a lot of listeners, about 2 million listeners a day. You can see here a graph with the peak in the morning where we get 200,000 simultaneous listeners. So we need to stream this. Before we built the platform, the audio were produced in the home of Radio France, send it to the third party, with kind of a black box for us, and streamed by Scast to our listener. So we were not really satisfied with the service provided and wanted to modernize the streaming platform and make it our own. The first thing was to put it in the cloud. Why? Because the rest of our technical stock is already there. And we wanted to stream HLS in place of Icecast. So just to be clear about Icecast and HLS, so two streaming formats. Icecast is a streaming server. It was a historical way of streaming radio. It works by the client connect to a single bit rate, and the server push in audio over long TCP connections. You cannot cache it, and you cannot change bit rate on the fly. You have to disconnect and reconnect the listener. In HLS, the principle is to chunk the audio into small parts. And we have a sliding playlist that tells the client which file to download and in which order to play them. In HLS, we can have an adaptive bitrate. That means the client can start with a low bitrate and change it without disconnecting.